you just discussed, 1346-140. He still is considering the question of the Alaska Native Claim Settlement section in the bill, but I suspect that that'll resolve itself in his mind, and he has agreed with you on section 1346-110 sub B. That's the way I see the issues being. Is that what your understanding is, gentlemen?
Yeah, that sounds like an accurate restatement to me, Representative Grunberg.
Okay, frankly, I don't know that you can, I tend to agree with you on the last point, the fees for the custodians. I think you're going to get yourself into the problem just as you guys have said. With respect to the $25,000, I don't favor 25. The question in my mind is between 5 and 10. The only concern I have is obviously there's less room for the custodian to rip the minor off if you go to 5,000. The other problem, however, though, is you got to go into court, and that's going to be expensive for people. And that's the trade-off, and I just have to go over that with Representative Gall, but I see that being the trade-off. Am I seeing the issue right?
Representative Grunberg, I'd like to point out that 5,000 is the limit that's available to small claims.
Yeah, and it's also the limit they adopted in Oregon under the Uniform Act, if you look at the annotations there. But I don't see the analogy with small claims. You're not going to be going into small claim. You can't sue the custodian. You're not going to be suing the custodian in the small claims court. Or are you saying?
Well, I guess that would depend on the nature of what he did wrong. I grant you that a major violation of his fiduciary duties may be out of place, but to the degree that it's an action I just wanted to point out that even in the judicial system, that they use that same limit as the de minimis limit.
Oh, I see your point. Okay, well, fine. Representative Gall has gone. We're late for caucus now, and I really very much appreciate your being able to be online. I've instructed Mark Handley to fax to each of you a copy of the Hess Committee substitute, and also to deposit in the mail to you a second copy. So in case the fax doesn't come through, you'll be able to get it. But if all of those fail, I would like you, please, both, to stop down at the LIO or at least give us a call at the LIO. Give the majority leader's office a call there, and they'll run a copy out to you, I suspect. I'm going to turn this over to Mark Handley. Now, he's going to get the fax numbers from you, but the time is 3:05. The meeting is adjourned. Please don't hang up. Mark will get the numbers from you. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rick.